first off, you know, country, and it's hard to talk about First Nations as a cohesive group. There are, you know, a multitude of First Nations bands who exist across the country, and their conditions and their perspectives and all that are quite different, just as the population of Canada at large is completely different. So, Canada has a long colonial history. Canada was founded on native land, often through force of the native population. We have a really terrifying history of treatment of First Nations people. We had a whole residential school system where young First Nations youth were taken out of their communities and forced into church-run schools, which is really a black mark on our national history. As I said, British Columbia itself, unlike my province, which is Alberta, which has a whole series of treaties that were negotiated between First Nations and the government, British Columbia is unceded territory, so the government actually has no title over the land of British Columbia in much of the areas. And First Nations people live far below the standards of Canadians at large. We have a reservation system where many First Nations peoples live. You know, others live off reservation in cities and in other communities. But the reservations that First Nations live on are really below the standard, in some cases approaching sort of developing world standards. There are boil water advisories in hundreds of those communities because they don't have the infrastructure. Poverty rates are very, very high. The level of engagement between First Nations groups and the Canadian government on things like resource development is quite horrible. You see in northern Alberta where the tar sands are, the communities that are being most directly impacted downstream from tar sands developments are First Nations groups. So really Canada's treatment of First Nations and our lack of recognizing them as sovereign nations is really a national embarrassment.
Can we view the Olympics as a tool for legitimizing neocolonialism in Canada?
I think to some extent. I think if you look at, Canada is a settler country. It's on First Nations land, and like I say, we have done a very poor job of treating our First Nations with respect. It's part of the Canadian state, which is very tied to colonialism. So I don't think you can separate that reality from anything the government does.